好，我们把三位呢再请回来到我们的 studio， 跟我们稍微再说一下。那这两个小时的经历呢，可能是有一些非常不太寻常的经历在我们 studio， 所以他们想跟我们谈一下这个演出的一个感觉了哈。We have three of the musicians come back to our studio to talk with us just for a little bit more, and they'd like to share with you a little bit of the experience here today at the studio when we had a little bit hectic start, but we managed to pull it through. Is that what we want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay, Wendy.
It's really fun to play live, right? Because you never know what happens. that's what's great about the difference between live music and recorded music. Of course, when artists, when they record, they will keep playing until it sounds perfect and they make it so that it's perfect. Live music, what's great about it is things happen and you never know what happens, right?
That's right.
Like just now.
Completely spontaneous.
Just now one of us, our music just totally fell off the stand. And we still managed to got through it, so.
It sounded pretty good.
But that was fun. It's great because you really feel the moment when you're playing live and on air like this,
it's
true. And we're looking at each other and trying to make great music at that moment, mm-hmm. and we never know what comes out. So.
And that's why people go to concerts.
Yeah, that's why people go to live concerts. Yeah,
because interesting things will happen that you didn't plan on happening.
Exactly, and someone takes, extra time somewhere, and the rest of the people have to follow.
And I'm sure our listeners appreciate the live music at our studio as well. So I'm really appreciate that you guys being here.
It's our pleasure.
And joining us today. And we would also, because you're all Chinese, yes, but with really different background. Catherine's from Texas, born here.
Yeah.
Andy came from Taiwan at the age of 12. And Wendy came from Hong Kong. So they eventually came together, became graduates at Julia School. But before that, the experience and everything is quite different. Would you like to talk about that a little bit more?
Sure. I suppose I'm representing the Chinese-American born here in America segment. And while I guess we're finding that our parents have similar disciplines and ways about bringing all of us up, it's, I've had a definitely different childhood than, say, Andy. Growing up in Texas, I was maybe one of five Chinese people in my high school. So that was an interesting thing. And then to come to New England Conservatory, where I met Wendy, there's lots of Asians and lots of Chinese people. So it was kind of a shock for me, actually, to be around that many Chinese people.
But Asian people, I suppose Chinese people everywhere in the United States.
I grew up in Amarillo. It's a very small town in the panhandle of Texas, and there actually really weren't that many Asians there. So that's probably what separates me from the other two here.
How do you feel being surrounded by Asians?
It's comforting in one sense, but it's also jolting because, growing up for the first 18 years, I just wasn't around. The only other Asians I was around were my parents and my siblings. So it's different, definitely. That's sort of my take on it.
Okay. And Andy?
Well,
for my case, it's a little different because I came from a place where there are so many Chinese or Taiwanese people there. And the way I learn music, I'm sure it's very different from Catherine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first came here, everyone plays the music very differently because I think in China or in Taiwan, the way the teachers teach is very, we have to do what they say. But here, the teacher will give you lots of freedom to think how you should play the music.
That's with all the other disciplines as well. It's like a 填鸭式.
Yes.
Right. Tianya is a way of teaching. Just give it to you, stuff it to you. And it doesn't, they don't have you be flexible, be imaginary sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So even playing with Catherine and Wendy, I learned a lot from them.
Yeah. Yes. That's great.
I was born in, like I said earlier, I was born in Hong Kong and I came here when I was 12. And I think for me, I think I really try to take the best of both cultures. I consider myself also Chinese American now that I've been here for so many years, and also I'm now, you know, I've been a citizen of the United States, but I also very much value my Chinese
heritage
and really take away from it the best of both worlds. So, I mean, I learned a lot from my parents who are also musicians, who have, I think they have given me that discipline that Chinese parents give to the kids, and the focus. And then I also, like, you know, we were talking about earlier, in America you also have a lot of freedom to imagine, you know, be imaginative and be creative.